Welcome to the Happy New Now Show. Three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of mom, work, and things to do. We are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as we trip along the way. So have a happy new now. Let's make it contagious. Hello, everyone. It's Molly and Saskia today. How are you, Miss Saskia?
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm excited.
You're excited?
Yeah.
How are you? We are live on air on BBS Radio today. And Miss Tracy wasn't feeling well and isn't able to join us. But we will be taking call-ins after we have Saskia do a Go Within session for us. There's been a lot in the field, a lot in the energetic fields, and we just felt like, geez, with what we've gone through in the last 24 hours, and we know we're hearing from a lot of other people too, that this might be a really useful way to start off. So the phone numbers to call in, that'll be after we do the Go Within session with Saskia, are 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. So how do you want to play, Dragon?
Well, let's play by sitting comfortable. And we start just taking three deep breaths together. And then I guide you through it. Okay. So one deep breath. And while you inhale and exhale, relax your shoulders, forehead. Two. And three. There we go. And if you like, close your eyes and now bring the focus of your mind to the area under your nose, above your upper lip. And what you do here is you observe now your natural flow of respiration. Focus your mind here. It's not easy to do that, not even for 1 minute, but try it. And if you find yourself being trapped in thoughts again, then just come back to your nose and try again, observing your respiration in that little spot under your nose, above the upper lip. You don't do anything here. You just observe how you inhale, exhale. You may even observe body sensations arising here, arising and passing away. Whatever it is, itchy sensation, hot sensation, cold sensation, whatever shows up, just observe it for what it is. Stay focused here for a couple of minutes. Just do this. Focusing, stay in the present moment. Stay here. Bring your mind into the present moment. Becoming real means becoming present from moment to moment. There we go. That's an exercise you can do anytime, every day. I recommend it. So you train the mind to step out of mind energy, out of thoughts, and become present by observing the respiration. And after a couple of minutes, you come with your awareness to the top of your head. And from there, you go through your body, from head to feet and feet to head, and then you observe your body sensations. You would do this without moving, without reacting, without changing your position. Just observe. Whatever shows up, it may be uncomfortable, it may be comfortable, whatever it is, you just observe and stay neutral. And as you become more neutral, you become more peaceful. And that's the moment when you start to heal from within. The moment you stop reacting to whatsoever is outside of you, the moment you just stay neutral and peaceful, that's when you start to detach, to release, and to heal. Observe the body sensations arise and pass away. That's what's constantly happening. Arising, passing away, arising, passing away. You just observe. What I do now, I come through your heart center. I'm sharing my light here with you. You do nothing. Stay neutral and peaceful. Observe. I share my light with you. So you integrate more light spirit within, and then you push it into each corner of your body. You increase the volume of light within. There we go. There we go. There we go. Only observe. Observe your body sensations. And if you find yourself in thoughts again, then come back to your nose first and observe your respiration before you come to the top of your head and go through your body and observe your body sensations. Try not to move. Sit still, sit in silence. Sit without moving, only observe, just for now. So I'm coming stronger through your heart center with spirit, with light, that's you. There we go. Just drop deep down into your presence and the here and now. What we can do also is integrate spirit through your feet. We do this now so you can feel the difference. Observe it. You may or may not observe it, no matter what. Observe what is. So now through the feet, 3, 2, 1 now, 3, 2, 1 now. There we go. Keep on observing. You may observe now more sensations arising, coming to the surface of your body. As the frequency starts to change, whatever's attached, whatever is within you that's not authentically you, you're becoming more you now. What's not yours will leave the body. Before it leaves, it shows up as a body sensation. Now you just observe the body sensation without reacting to it, and you will experience this sensation, then leaves your system, your body. So, those are actually two exercises. One is observing your respiration in that little area under your nose, above your upper lip. That's to focus the mind. Focus the mind, bring in the present moment, stay in the moment by observing that little area. And observing body sensations without moving, without reacting to it, helps you to stay neutral and become more neutral. So, if you do this exercise every day, whatever shows up then outside of you, whoever shows up outside of you, tries to whatever triggers you, trigger you, or whatever, you will maintain a neutral state of being more easily. But you have to exercise it, you have to train yourself, your mind, to become focused in the present moment and then stay neutral. You have to be present and focused so you would know that you are reacting to something outside of yourself. And if you react and you become aware of that, then just come back to respiration and observe the sensations, emotions, thoughts. Just observe them, not play. Don't you play with it. Don't you play with it, just observe it. And then observe how you become neutral, you become peaceful. The drama leaves, becomes less. The mind gets more balanced, more quiet. And this is how you become more real, more of yourself, your authentic self, the light. The light works always in the present moment. There is no future or past. The light is always in the now. Here we go. So we can sit now for an hour if you like. It's just beautiful. It's just actually all the drama goes, all the thoughts are leaving, all questions are leaving now. Whatever, it's just okay, that's it. I got it. You don't have to move mountains to achieve something, whatever you want. The thing is, this is what I always share. You are the mountain. Nothing and nobody should shake you up. You're just like a mountain. Be a mountain. Sit there. No matter what comes into your field, you just sit there. Okay. I'm just observing. I don't play with it. And there you become so relaxed and neutral and peaceful and that's it. That's it. Are you doing, Molly? Are we flying already?
Well, there's nothing to really do after that.
Yeah, right.
You just achieved world peace.
Yeah, that's it. And
because, like you said, there's nothing when you're in that field when you get to your heart. And we've both found like it is easier when you do it as a group. You know, this is something Saskia's been experimenting with for almost a year now. And whether you're doing this live with us, which I know we could both feel. It was really strong today. Whether you're listening to the recording, you know, there is no space and time. So even if you're listening to this on a replay, you're joining us in the present moment and you're actually getting to utilize the entire collective to help you get down in your heart.
Right. Okay.
You know, right? It's very slow here.
Yeah.
It's very slow in the now.
Yeah, we just fall out of time and space. Oh, beautiful. Oh, I needed that, actually. I did too.
It was a rough night, morning.
Needing is a reaction still. Needing is a reaction. Yeah. It's a craving.
It felt good. Let's just call it, you know, an extra piece of chocolate you didn't know you were going to get today.
Yeah. Whew, okay.
But guess what? We have Karen on line one from Georgia. Can we talk to her, BBS? Karen,
hello.
Are you with us? Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys. Beautiful, beautiful day, ladies. How are you?
Amazing. How are
Amazing.
You?
Amazing. Yeah.
Good, good. I'm very mellow. I think we all needed that, Saskia. Thank you. Yeah. Saskia always does magic, doesn't she? I almost have to go take a nap now and come back. But since you gave me the line, I'm going to.
There's no question after that.
Yeah. So I guess my question is two parts. First, I want to talk about the pineal gland. I studied human physiology at the university level, and we didn't talk about pineal glands. So this actually came into my reality much more recently. And I'm just curious, if you all have found a way, you know, some folks say that it's really the key to connecting to source, to connecting to each other, to connecting to yourself. So I'm curious if you've found a way or something helpful to clear the pineal gland, decalcify the pineal gland. And the reason I ask is this. There are people in my life who are true warriors who don't remember who and what they are. And so I'm just wondering, how do we help those people who are a little hesitant to really step into their power and their sovereignty and reclaim their spirit back from the dark? So I'll yield to you.
Well, have you ever shared with them the spirit connection that we do? Did you ever just ask them, well, sit down with me, close your eyes, then observe your respiration around the little area under your nose above the upper lip? And did you ever guide it or help them to guide them within, to show them a way? This is one way to go within.
Yes. There's one particular person who does spirit merging on a semi-routine basis. But this person is, you know, not everybody likes to talk about their awakening process. It can be a very personal thing. I know when I woke up, I spent a few days in the fetal position. It really rocked my world, you know. But then I worked past it, and now I say, bring it. But not everybody is there. So how do you gently help people? But my curiosity is about the pineal gland. I'm just so fascinated with the pineal gland and helping people to connect to their abilities to really manifest. You know, go ahead,
Karen. I've got an easy detox for you for pineal gland. Go to Amazon and look up calc floor, calcflour 6x. It's fluoride, calcium fluoride, and homeopathic potency. And when you take things in homeopathic potency, it's going to antidote all that fluoride that it's trapped in. So you get, and it's gentle. You could put that, a pellet of that in a water bottle and sip on it all day, or you could just take it three times a day and it tastes like a little sugar pill. So, people who aren't quite awake yet, they tend to like pills. And be okay with pills. So I find homeopathy is a really easy transition.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially a sweet little sugary homeopathy pill. That's a great, so can you spell it again? Calc floor?
Calc floor. CALCFLUOR 6X.
Oh yeah.
And just message me if you can't find it.
Is it maybe on your website? On the website, on the products?
But it should be. I'll put it up there on the products too, because that is a really good, a lot of it's fluoride. So, and it'll detox all the fluoride out of your body too, not just pineal gland, but it's a lovely chemical antidote.
Yeah, can I ask, because I see several doses. I see 6X, I see 30C, I see 12X.
Get the 6X. Yep.
Awesome.
And get Highlands too.
Okay.
Just so you have a reputable brand. Mm-hmm. I don't want you buying Chinese homeopathy. That's the problem with homeopathy. Like, it could just be a sugar pill, right? So you need a real brand, because you wouldn't know the difference.
Right. Right. Yeah, I see it here. It's actually the very first one that pops up. Highlander 6X. Great. I have a question. Do you how do you feel about stones and crystals and those kind of things? I am all about frequency medicine, frequency healing. So do either of you have a preference for a stone or a crystal or practice that might help in addition?
For the pineal gland?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my house is full of the Andara crystals, you know, dragon stones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think most people call them Lemurian crystals, right? Just so everybody knows what you're saying.
I don't know. I only know them.
I've always called them Lemurian crystals.
I know them.
They're called in stories here.
Yeah. Actually, Molly, they're different. Lemurian
Are
crystals
they?
tend to be kind of, hexagonal and kind of cloudy. The Andara, some people call them Andara glass. So they're formed just from, heat and pressure.
Okay.
And then depending on what minerals are in the soil, they can have color, they can have striations.
Mm-hmm.
They're really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and same thing, same thing. I have both.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever done one for just pineal gland. I don't know. I feel them. I put them in my hand or put them on my heart, and I just know like which one I want to pick up for the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about your Andaras, Karen? You showed me, right?
I have many Andara.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what we can figure out. But actually, for those are tools. Like everything outside of you is a tool to assist you, but you would not need anything actually to do whatever you need to do from within. So the pineal gland for me, when I just go into myself, into my body here, into the physical body, for me, the pineal gland actually looks like a crystal. It has, what is the name of this form?
Diamond.
Like this shape here. So when I work with somebody and I come to the brain, left brain, right brain, and then I go to the pineal gland, what I see is the pineal gland is like, it's not right positioned. So it works like the needle of a compass. It should be loose for me. That's my experience. It should be moving.
So like a gyroscope.
When you go,
a spinning top.
Yeah, it should be moving somehow. This is what I see. So in most cases, they are not moving enough or not moving at all. But I see in many, they are moving more or less, but not fully, completely already activated. So what I do, I give it a push. But I give it always a push counterclockwise. And it starts spinning. This is how I see the pineal gland. For me, it's a crystal. So that's what I do. I give it a push. I never did actually anything on purpose to clean my pineal gland. No, I didn't. I just do it, I don't question it. I don't think like, oh, my pineal gland needs to be cleaned out. Maybe it's no. For me, it's like, I'm perfect. I got it. I know what to do, and I do it. Yeah, bop, bop, bop.
So but when you're helping others who aren't ready for that step.
Maybe sometimes not everybody is right there ready to get all the information that they really should see already. We have PTSD. We have talked about the super soldier stuff, and that's not easy. Sometimes it needs to be a little bit slower to get people back into their the spirit is guiding here. The spirit is actually guiding, because all the information all at once would be too much. So that's why sometimes it's more faster. Sometimes it takes more time. But you can assist. We can use crystals. We can use essential oils. You are so good in homeopathic stuff, Molly. Those are tools we can actually use, yes. But still, there's nothing above spirit. So use the spirit. Use it. Pull it through the heart center. And then push it wherever you want and need push into your body. Do this work every day. Do this, whatever you, clean my pineal gland. Spirit, clean my pineal gland. Just make it spin. I see it spinning around, so make it spin around.
Like sometimes that visualization, I feel like, is all you need to, like, oh, okay. Now that Saskia has said that, like, yeah, I can visualize, like, spinning my pineal gland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you just need that little nugget from somebody and you're like, oh.
Try it.
I just never thought to try it.
Yeah. If you can try it, if you don't like, you have other ways, then use other ways. You know, you can always just try when you need that. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun to try out stuff and to go farther and to explore behind that, what we already know, you know, and trust in your power, trust in that you really can do this. Yep.
Trust. Trust, the key word, yeah? Stand in your power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust your inner knowledge.
Ladies, as always, it's been beautiful. Thank you so much. It's life-changing what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Karen. It's nice to talk
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, it's always nice to talk to you. We talk on Friday, is this right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I will open the lines for other people to have access. But my love to you, and we'll talk soon.
My love to you, Karen. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Karen.
Oh, lovely.
Did you want to talk some about, because we've talked about a lot of this privately, and I know when I hear from you or just from somebody else sometimes when I'm like, oh man, like the energy's been hard, or why am I so tired? Maybe I'm doing this wrong, you know, and then somebody else says it too. You're like,
yeah,
okay, it's not just me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
You want to talk about? Yeah, of course.
Crazy energies, the Schumanns, the whatever.
Yeah.
It is going on.
Yeah. It's tough. Lately, since weeks now, it's tough. It's tough since a while now. It goes up. It has it ups and downs. But yeah, for most people that I meet too in my sessions, they're really exhausted and tired, mostly tired. And sometimes feel like I want to give up. This is a something that is going around in the field that I'm observing now and observing within me too. What is that? That's a huge attack. That's what's to me a huge attack from the darkness, as we are really at the end here. This is like the the last battle. We can see it outside of ourselves. We can see it in this illusionary world with everything that's going on. I see it when I'm in my dreams that we are doing a lot of stuff there. And that's tough. And coming back here, then waking up, and it's like, I haven't slept. I hadn't. Where was I? And you can't actually. It's hard to get into movement and doing stuff during the day. And it's like,
and even bringing your spirit in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know months ago it was like, bloop, I'm up. And now I'm like, ooh, I got to do some commands to bring my spirit. And it's still like pieces of me out there doing stuff or something.
Yes. Yes. Something like that. And it's feel like walking in the mud. It's like really heavy to lift up your feet and go forward. That's actually really happening to many here. And
so it's not you. You're not doing it wrong. It's kind
no,
of like, you know, some of the message there. You're not doing it wrong.
That collectively, it's more as we growing more together as a collective, connecting more and more. That's more and more feel the same somehow and observe now the same reactions or whatever's going on in the body. But yeah, that's the time now. Somehow, it is not easy, but that's why we are having badass spirits here, as you and you and you that are out there listening, badass spirits that really can hold the light. And sometimes, yes, it feels hard to go forward, and it feels like there is no hope, or no, I'm not doing it anymore. Where's my ship here? Please pick me up. I want to leave. Thank you. I'm done with
you. And that's the day to rest. And I know sometimes we can't, but like that's the way to, that's the day to rest and, you know, read that soul nourishing book or something like that and just take a bath and
maybe that's time. That's self-care time. Self-care time. Make yourself a priority even more in these days. And then just go through it, and there will be other times.
It reminds me a lot, like I feel like it's, you know, that Dolores Cannon earth splitting model where it's, you know, it's one earth superimposed on the other, and then they split and split and split until they're really two separate ones. And I feel like I'm straddling them.
Yeah, one foot on one and the other foot on the other.
Yeah, it's like everything's better and everything's harder all at the same time.
And it's all intense.
Can I
when
hang
it's
on?
Better. Yeah. And It's better, but it's 10 times better than ever before. But at the
Yeah.
same time, it's worse and 100 times worse than ever
Yeah.
before.
It's so much
So,
better while I'm being whipped at the same time. Yeah.
that's an experience, actually.
It's an experience. Yes. That's
And
very
this is,
neutrally put.
yeah, we haven't had this before in other universes. So we're doing this maybe for the first time that the way that it is now. Maybe we have never been in a duality like that. But yeah, whatever. The next
But
time, what?
I can imagine us sitting there bored on a ship going,
Yeah. Still,
what do you want to do now?
the
What
next time, and you push me again and tell me,
do you want?
and I follow you because yeah. She I play
Like
Molly.
it's
I
our
play Molly
favorite,
that I'm
yeah, it's
here.
our favorite argument. You pushed me off the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would. Chicken, let's go. All
Yeah, she said chicken. That's why, and I don't like to be called a chicken.
Come on, Dragon, you can handle this.
Look at you. Look at us now here, huh?
I know, right? Yeah, you thought we could handle it. Oh my goodness. Hey, guess who called in? Pia.
Pia from
Yeah.
Norway. Oh,
So, could you
beautiful.
put Pia on?
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hi, Pia.
Hello?
That's lovely that you're calling.
Hi. Yeah, thank
Hi.
you for. You made me do that because you sent me this mail, and I thought now is the time to get rid of
Perfect.
my anxiety to call in to your show.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
do you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes, that's good. The most important for me just now is to call you, and I was talking about my previous time when it was very hard, and you, Saskia, you said you have the devil in your house, and she's gone now, so it's much better to be me.
Really, they're gone.
Yes, they are gone, and the house is so much better to live in now. And yippee.
You
So
see, we put on the light, and their darkness cannot stand the light. They left. God.
no, and she was crazy, the woman. Okay, but and I had this thing in my throat. I sent you this mail, and I don't know if it's something or it's just my feelings. I'm not sure. So maybe you can go into me my space and see.
Okay. So I step over to you. Come over to
Yeah,
you.
I'm sitting here in
Good.
my
So
house.
okay, good. You have some coffee ready and some cake? I'm bringing Molly too.
Yeah. Please,
European
Molly.
sweets, I'm in.
I'm so glad I have you too. Even if I don't see you, I feel you, and you are making my life so much better. Because yeah, you know, it's only me here in Norway, almost. But I found Jenny in Sweden. I have found her, so that's good.
Good. Okay. Okay, sweetheart. So just relax. You know how it
Yeah.
goes. I come through your heart center now. 3, 2, 1 now. Just let me see and feel what's going on. Yeah, I got it. Oh, yeah, I got it. I feel it a little bit more to the left side than to the right side.
Okay.
Okay, this is, it looks like a green gum that just is around your throat there. Green, yeah, let me take this off in a
Yeah,
second.
flying.
Yep. Do you have that feeling? That it's
Yes, I
slimy
do.
there?
Yeah, and it's so long down in the throat that I can't cause it up. Yeah, it's something.
Yeah. Because it's so sticky, you can get rid of it. Okay, let me help you here. It's even in your length, okay? Okay, coming. I'm coming in now, cleaning it and taking it off, and then we see how you're doing after this. I will start with the top of your head though, and see if whatever I can release here. Okay, so just stay neutral and peaceful. Observe the sensations. Observe your respiration. And I come through your heart center now, stronger, and start doing it. 3, 2, 1 now. Top of the head, forehead, left eye, right eye, nose, mouth, jaw, left ear, right ear. Back of your head. So now I'm your throat. Let me see. Maybe I can pull it out through your mouth. Oh. 3, 2, 1 now. There it goes. Good. Neck. And now let me check your chest. Chest area. Length. 3, 2, 1 now. Oh, okay. It's attacking. So integrating more light, but it's. And now slowing down. I'm slowing down a little bit here, bringing you more down, the nervous system down. And now, please repeat after me. We command our spirits
We command our spirit.
to remove anything within us that's not authentically us.
To remove anything within us that's not authentically us.
We command our spirits
Command our spirit.
to delete everything outside of us that's not authentically us.
To delete everything outside of us that's not authentically us.
We command our spirits
Command our spirits
to heal and balance these bodies,
to heal and balance these bodies,
to bring all of us into us,
to bring all of us into us
and make us real.
and make us real.
We command these bodies
We command these bodies
to accept these healing energies now.
to accept these healing energies now.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1,
1
now.
now.
Now. Good, good. Slowly inhale as deep as possible and then release. How are you doing?
I feel my whole body. And I'm taking the spirit nudging every day, and I'm walking in the woods 2 hours daily in a high tempo. So I don't know.
Good.
I should
Observe
be
it.
very good, but there
Good,
may be an
good.
attack.
Good.
I don't know.
It's releasing here. It's still working. Observe your throat. Don't you play with it. Don't you think about it. Don't you get your head around that. Don't you,
No.
whatever, do with it. Observe it, stay neutral and peaceful.
Yes,
Okay?
thank you. Yep.
Let me know.
Thank you so much.
Write me a mail. Let me know within the next days how you're doing, okay?
Yes, I will. Because it has been for almost a month, so I had to figure out what it was. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So then I really talk on the radio. That's very strange for me, but very good. Molly,
yeah,
I want to say I'm so glad for your column 17. I'm so glad for Saskia, and I don't know Tracy yet, but I listen to your show every week, and I try to get other people to listen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you, Pia.
You're lovely. Yeah. I know Pia for a while now. She is a badass spirit and holding on and going forward. And I thank you deeply from my heart. Beautiful, beautiful spirit. Thank you. I love you. I honor you.
Love you.
I'm always with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And then somebody else can call in. Thank you so much. I love you both.
Love you, Pia.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whew. You can feel that one.
That was it. This one. Whew.
It's interesting when you do it live, though, because like you can really feel like the entire collective leaning in.
That's felt like witchcraft here.
Yeah.
Witch stuff, you know, the black magic. Yeah.
For the audience listening, let's talk about just for a second, like what did they just hear? So I'm going to try to explain you as best I can. What you do is very difficult to explain. So Saskia has a big ass spirit and she has the ability, I'm going to call it bilocate. Basically she's bilocating with spirit. She's staying in her body, but she's also coming over and with her spirit supporting you. So when she does that, she's able to feel everything in your body. So when she's saying, you know, your throat and there's something in your throat, once she merges her spirit, she's physically feeling what's going on in your body. And then she's just got some obscene talents to understand how to get these things off too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound fairly accurate?
Yeah.
You're hard to explain.
Yeah. I share my light. It's like I'm expanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that moment I expand. And when I expand, I receive more and more and more and more. And if I have someone here and she allows me to come into her space, then I come through to your space, through your heart center as light, and see what in that moment, from moment to moment, in the light, in the present is going on. And this is all kind of stuff. I can see different kinds of lives maybe show up, or I see beings behind whatever they do. I can track them down. That's always good when I work with somebody like that. It's not only that I take off the stuff, I really track the assholes down and just take them off.
Remove so them. Yep. Delete.
I'm delete them, and I don't do this by myself. I use I love my dragons around, but I also work with a lot of Vikings. I love other beings here, and on that level, in the physical level, yeah, whatever I can take off, I can take off. And there's all kinds of wires they put on you, cables and implants. And what I see staff, I don't even have words for that. Sometimes you have an overlays. When there was a recent abduction, I can still see the grays behind that, or as an overlay over the face and, or the energy. Normally when somebody has been abducted recently, they have kind of a radioactive energy on them. So normally when they touch like devices, they would not work or whatever. So, there's so much going on here. I could talk forever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You gotta laugh. You gotta laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laugh or cry, and always pick laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
but it's really cool. Like you're getting rid of the thing in the physical, but also you're vanquishing, I'm gonna say, root cause too.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I do too. Yeah. Yes, right. I know where they are then. This is how
they can. Don't mess with people who are meeting with Saskia because you're going to get taken out.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Whoops. Okay. All right. We have Vitra from Ohio on line three. If you could put her on, Doug.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Well,
good.
I could use a little help. Always. How are you all doing?
Hanging in here.
Right? Both. We're doing, yeah.
I feel that all the time. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah, we are. Actually, yes, that's right. We are all in the same boat. Nobody is going somewhere faster or no, we are in the same boat here. Yeah.
I tried to get an appointment with you, Saskia, but the dark interfered as much as they possibly could. And it's been rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's always on technology with her. Yeah.
This is happening a lot. So if this happens, there is an email. You can always contact me, write me an email. We find another solution. But yes, it's happening a lot. They mess around a lot with that.
And
okay, tell me.
All I can do is laugh because I know they hate it when I laugh. So I just keep laughing at them.
Good. Do this.
So
okay.
Anyway,
so tell me.
I'm experiencing a lot of choking and coughing, mucus, a lot of palpitations, terrible muscle spasms in the night, as if they're trying to take me, and I'm fighting. But I'm always commanding to stay in my body while I'm sleeping. And I guess we can start with that. Serenity is going through a lot, and I command for her when she starts, I would say, going totally out of control. And I start commanding to remove and destroy what's in her that's not authentically her, and she will actually scream out, "Don't kill me." Something is taking her over. And after I'm finished, I explain to her, it's not you. It's not you. And I'm destroying the bad thing that's not you. And then she's okay. But it happens a lot.
Okay.
So,
I think your granddaughter, right?
They attack the kids and then they're attacking me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what? You write me an email, sweetheart. I'm sending you a Zoom link. Let's do this on a Zoom link. Okay?
Okay.
Privately.
Okay. Okay.
And maybe they are around when your grandchildren are around and I can just have them on to see them just for a moment. That would be awesome. Otherwise, or we work with a recent photo. That would be fine too. Okay?
Okay.
Let's do this.
I hope that something that I've said that's happening with me can help others. Because I know a lot of people don't want to come on and say what's really going on. You know, we have a habit of candy coating everything, you know, and trying to say everything positive. And we keep saying positive things with all of our commands that we're doing. You know, we keep commanding and commanding. And, you know, it's a big help. And also, I do see the kids, there's times that they get, that they're super good. And, you know, Anthony will start talking about who he really is. And he'll start talking about what he's been through. And it's so helpful to other people, you know.
Yes. Perfect.
They're not the only ones going through it.
That's true. Many have these
but
issues.
It's so nice
Many are.
To feel Go ahead.
Many get attacked, not directly, but through their families, through their children, to their spouses, to their whoever's close to them. So, okay,
right.
But let's
And when it's children, it's not like we can tell them to go away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. If it was your mother-in-law, you could say, well, I'm not going to go around her. But when it's your kids, you know,
yeah,
they're going to be there and you just have to deal with it.
Yes. And we will. There are solutions. That's why we are having this show, actually. That's why we are doing this. Because there are solutions
awesome.
For whatever is happening on all kinds of levels. And what there's so many ways to assist and so many tools that we can use. So,
yeah.
Maybe Molly, do you have something that you would recommend her for the children?
I think I'd want to talk to Zintra in private too. Just to, okay. I would need more information.
Okay.
But I think we can do some stuff there too to just make the vessels healthier so it's easy for the spirit to participate.
Yes.
Well, they're eating all good food, I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm talking more in like the, I don't know if there are vaccines or not, but anything in that area or even just like the epigenetic BS.
They had
you know, the lack of divine blueprint that basically all of us have at this point. There's a lot we can do with homeopathic medicine too to just help the vessel get back there. And once it does, like the spirit can come in a lot easier.
Yes, and I could be overlooking something because I'm a homeopath myself, and I have done detoxing for them because, you know, I didn't get custody of them, even though I had them. I didn't get custody of them for some time, and CPS insisted on them having vaccines. So they had vaccines, and I've done a lot of detox with them.
Okay. I can share with, because Molly assisted me a lot with my son lately. He was abducted a couple of weeks ago, and when they do this to him, he's under shock. When he comes back, he is for a week, he's like moving his eyes, and he's under shock. So Molly just did something awesome. She sent me a remedy. Can you talk about that? What was it exactly?
Yeah, and I'm not a homeopath, so I definitely cannot prescribe. I can only tell people like what I would do.
yeah.
But I sent her some of the stuff that's helped me before, and something big that everybody can do, and you can find this on Amazon. There's a remedy called Aconitum Nepalis.
I have it.
Okay. I know I've recommended that before. No, I can't say recommend. I have taken that before, and I've gotten benefit from it. but you probably have it in a 200C.
Yeah.
What I would personally do in my house when there is an abduction, when there's a big trauma, is I would go on Amazon myself and I would buy it in a 10M. It's just a stronger punch in the face to like knock the shock out of the body. Mm-hmm. You know, when commands aren't doing it and you need a little help, it's a much stronger way to do it. And you and I, cause we know each other, you know, we can talk privately too. I think there's some more, stuff out there that I could say that I have done that has helped me in the past, or I do have some homeopaths in the UK I really love for, vaccine reversal. And just for anybody listening, Rita Kara Robinson, if you go to her Facebook page, they are homeopaths that specialize in basically antidoting chemical soup crap that's in our bodies, and they're getting our bodies back to the divine blueprint after we've messed them up with these things. So they do a lot in autism, they do a lot in vaccine injury, and I've used them in my family. I have quite a few friends who've used them, and they are awesome. They're not super expensive, and they send you all the remedies too, which is really nice. So, but we can chat privately too.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm all on board with that, and totally synchronistic, Saskia, with these eye movements you're talking about. I looked at that and went, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Some of the things that we're going through is the exact same thing.
Yeah. We are on the same boat.
Yeah.
Same shit is happening to all of us.
It happens in Saskia's house. It happens in my house. It happens in your house. Yep.
Yeah. So,
my goodness.
There are always solutions. There are always solutions. We can do this, and we have ways to go through with it and help our children if whatever shows up. And we have Tracy. She is doing an awesome, incredible work. Yeah. There I can do, I also can say she helped my two children in a way. She helped me in a way. I can't even put it in words.
She brings your body systems back online. Yeah. And a lot of us just have disconnected circuitry is what I'm going to say. And it can be different body systems, but it can sometimes be one appointment with somebody like Tracy, and she can do it remotely too. Yeah. And it brings the body system back online so the spirit can come in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it's going to make whatever
I've connected with Tracy as well on a personal level, so I can get together with her too.
Okay.
You find her through our website.
HappyNewNowShow.com. Yeah. But I think she's got her contact info anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in contact with her privately as well.
Okay. Perfect.
Ah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. I love her dolphin trip.
Ah. I know, right? I'm so jealous of Tracy's dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe next time when she's on, she can share a little bit about that. It's, wow.
Saskia and I look at her pictures and we're like, what are we doing in our countries? We're going to Africa.
I'm sitting in Germany and then there's Tracy out there swimming with dolphins. It's like, oh my gosh.
She does have a king like with 17 wives, but other than that, you know.
Yeah. Like... Yeah. Okay. Okay, 2 minutes left here.
Thank you.
Thank you. So stay in touch, keep in touch. Write me an email, write Molly an email. We can also talk to all three together, whatever, and we find a solution here.
Okay. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay. Now I leave the last words to Molly.
Oh, I don't even have any last words. You can't do that to me on the spot.
Oh,
is there
anything
you want to close out with?
You have such a nice voice. I could listen to you all day long.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. We'll go back to arguing about who pushed who off the ship.
Yeah. You.
And Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with any of us, happynewnowshow.com. We will be trying to do these live calls the first Wednesday of every month. So until then, have a very, very happy new now.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you feel inspired to support us, please visit happynewnowshow.com and consider subscribing or making a one-time donation so we can keep putting up fun content. Also on happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones and any products we've discussed. Have an amazing right now.